We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
These 14 steps that you are now about to walk, you do not take alone. I walk with you. Though you are you, and I am I, yet we are truly one, one Christ. And therefore, my way of the cross 2,000 years ago, and your way now, are also one. But note this difference. My life was incomplete until I crowned it by my death. Your 14 steps will only be complete when you have crowned them by your life. The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
In Pilate's hands, my other self, I see my Father's will. Though Pilate is unjust, he has earthly power over me. And so the Son of God obeys. If I can bow to my Father's will, can you also submit even in the face of injustice? My Jesus, Lord, obedience cost you your life. For me it costs an act of will, no more. Yet how hard it is for me to bend. Remove the blinders from my eye, that I may see it is you alone who I obey. Who on Christ, dear Mother, gazing, pierced by anguish so amazing, born of woman, would not weep. The second station, Jesus is made to bear his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. This cross, this chunk of tree, is what my Father chose for me. The crosses you must bear are largely products of your daily life. And yet my Father chose them too for you. Receive them from his hands. Take heart, my other self. I will not let your burdens grow 1 ounce too heavy for your strength. My Jesus, Lord, I take my daily cross. I walk on the monotony that often marks my day. Discomforts of all kinds, the summer's heat, the winter's cold, my disappointments, tensions, setbacks, cares. Remind me often that in carrying my cross, I carry yours with you. And though I bear a sliver only of your cross, the element.
Who on Christ, dear Mother, thinking such a cup of sorrow drinking, would not share her sorrows deep?
If you'd like to come and fill in, you're welcome to do that here as well. Let's see the stations. The third station, Jesus falls the first time under his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. The God who made the universe and holds it in existence by his will alone becomes a man, too weak to bear a piece of timber's weight. How human in his weakness is the Son of God. My Father willed it thus. I could not be your model otherwise. If you would be my other self, you also must accept, without complaint, your human frailties.
Lord Jesus, how can I refuse? I willingly accept my weaknesses, my irritations and my moods, my headaches and fatigues, all my defects of body, mind, and spirit. Because they are your will for me, these handicaps of my humanity, I gladly suffer them. Make me content with all my discontents, but give me strength. Gracious Mother, font of love, touch my spirit from above. Make my heart with yours accord.
The fourth station, Jesus meets his afflicted mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
My mother sees me whipped. She sees me kicked and driven like a beast. She counts my every wound. But though her soul cries out in agony, no protest or complaint escapes her lips or even enters her thoughts. She shares my martyrdom, and I share hers. We hide no pain, no sorrow from each other's eyes. This is my Father's will.
My Jesus, Lord, I know when you are telling me, one to impose the love is harder than to bear my own. To carry my cross after you, I too must stand and watch the sufferings of my dear ones, the heartaches, sicknesses, grief of those I love, and I must let them watch mine too. I do believe for those who love you, all things work together. Make me feel as you have felt. Make my soul to glow and melt with the love of Christ my Lord.
The fifth station, the Cyrenian helps Jesus to carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
My strength is gone. I can no longer bear the cross alone. And so the legionnaires make Simon give me aid. This Simon is like you, my other self. Give me your strength. Each time you lift some burden from another's back, you lift as with your very hand the cross's awful weight that crushes me.
Lord, make me realize that every time I pick up an object off the floor, assist a child in some small task, or give another preference in traffic or the store, each time I feel hungry, clothe the naked, teach the ignorant, or lend my hand in any way, it matters not to whom. My name is Simon, and the kindness I extend to them bruised, derided, cursed, defiled, she beheld her tender child, all with bloody scourges ran.
The sixth station. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Can you be brave enough, my other self, to wipe my bloody face? Where is my face, you ask? At home, whenever eyes fill up with tears. At work, when tensions rise. On playgrounds in the slums, the courts, the hospitals, the jails. Wherever suffering exists, My face is there. And there I look for you to wipe away my blood and tears. Lord,
what you ask is hard. Calls for courage and self-sacrifice, and I am weak. Please give me strength. Don't let me run away because of fear. Lord, live in me and act in me and love in me, and not in me alone, in all of us, so that we may reveal no more your bloody, but your glorious face on earth.
For the sins of his own nation, he now walks in desolation, till his earthly life is spent.
The seventh station, Jesus falls the second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. This seventh step, my other self, is one that tests your will. From this fall, learn to persevere in doing good. The time will come when all your efforts seem to fail, and you will think, I can't go on. Then turn to me, my heavy-laden one, and I will give you rest. Trust me and carry on. Give me your courage, O Lord, when failure presses heavily on me and I am desolate. Stretch out your hand to lift me up. I know I must not cease, but persevere in doing good. Help me, Lord. Alone, there's nothing I can do. With you, I can do anything you ask.
Holy Mother, pierce me through. In my heart, each wound renew. Of my Savior, crucify. Let me share with you his pain, who for all my sins was slain, who for me in torments died.
The eighth station, Jesus speaks to the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. How often had I longed to take the children of Jerusalem and gather them to me, but they refused. And now these women weep for me, and my heart mourns for them, mourns for their sorrows that will come. I comfort those who seek to solace me. How gentle can you be, my other self? How kind? My Jesus, your compassion in your passion is beyond compare. Lord, teach me, help me learn. When I would snap at those who hurt me with their ridicule, those who misunderstand or hinder me with some misguided helpfulness, those who intrude upon my privacy, then help me curb my tongue. May gentleness become my cloak.
Let me join with you in grief. Take away my unbelief. All the day that I may live.
The ninth station. Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Completely drained of strength, I lie collapsed upon the cobblestones. My body cannot move. No blows, no kicks can rouse it up. And yet, my will is mine, and so is yours. Know this, my other self, your body may be broken, but no force on earth and none in hell can take away your will. Your will is yours. My Lord, I see you take a moment's rest, and I stagger on. So I have to do, because my will is mine. When all my strength is gone, and guilt and self-reproach press me to earth and seem to hold me fast. Protect me from the sin of Judas. Save me from despair. Lord, let me never feel that any sin of mine is greater than your love. No matter what my past has been, I can begin anew. At the cross with you to stay, there with you to weep and pray. This I ask of you to give. The tenth station, Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Behold, my other self, the poorest king who ever lived. Before my creatures I stand stripped. The cross, my deathbed, even this is not my own. Yet who has ever been so rich? Possessing nothing, I own all, my Father's love. If you too would own everything, be not solicitous about your food, your clothes, your life. My Lord,
I offer you my all, whatever I possess, and more myself.
Detach me from the cravings for prestige, position, wealth. Root out of me all trace of envy of my neighbor who has more than I. Release me from the vice of pride, my longing to exalt myself. Lead me to the lowest place. May I be poor in spirit, Lord, that I may be rich. Virgin of all virgins blessed, listen to my fond request. Let me share your grief and pain. The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Can you imagine what a crucifixion is? My executioners stretch my arms. They hold my hand and wrists against the wood and press the nail until it stabs my flesh. Then with one heavy hammer smash, they drive it through, and pain bursts like a bomb of fire in my brain. They seize the other arm, and agony again explodes. Then raising up my knees so that my feet are flat against the wood, they hammer them fast too. My God, I look at you and think, is my soul worth? What can I give you in return? I here and now accept for all my life
whatever sicknesses, torments, agony may come. To every cross I touch my lips. O blessed cross that lets me with you, a co-redeemer.
Let me to my latest breath in my body bear the death of your risen Son the same.
Feel free to remain kneeling as you are able for this station. The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. The cross becomes a pulpit now. Forgive them, Father. You will be with me in paradise. There is your mother. There your son. I thirst. It is complete. To speak, I have to raise myself by pressing on my wrists and feet. And every move engulfs me in new waves of agony. And then, when I have borne enough, have emptied my humanity, I let my mortal life depart. My Jesus, God, what can I say or do? I offer you my death with all its pains, accepting now the time and kind of death in store for me. Not by a single instant, but I lengthen my lifespan. I offer you my death for all my own sins and for those of all humanity. My God, forsake us not. We know not.
Let his stripes and scourging smite me at his holy cross, requite me at his blood, refresh me there.
The 13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
As by your holy cross, you have redeemed us.
The sacrifice is done. Yes, my Mass is complete, but not my mother's and not yours, my other self. My mother must still cradle in her arms the lifeless body of the son she bore. You too must part from those you love, and grief will come to you. In your bereavements, think of this. A multitude of souls were saved by Mary's sharing in my Calvary. Your grief can also be the price of souls. I beg you, Lord, help me accept the part that's come, from friends who go away, my children leaving home, most of all my dear ones, they should call them to yourself. Then give me grace to say, as I please you, Lord, oh, I bow your most holy will, by once one word, I might restore.
When the flames of hell would end me at the judgment day, defend me, gentle Virgin, with your prayer.
The 14th station, Jesus is placed in the sepulcher. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. So ends my mortal life. But now another life begins for Mary and for Magdalene, for Peter and for John, and you. My life's work is done. My work within and through my church must now commence. I look to you, my other self, day in, day out. From this time forth, be my apostle, victim, saint. My Jesus, Lord, my spirit is willing, as my flesh is weak. The teaching you could not impart, the sufferings you could not bear, the works of love you could not do in your short life on earth, let me impart and bear and do through you. But I am nothing, Lord, help me. Jesus, when you call me hence, be your mother my defense. By your cross my sacrifice, while my body here decays, may my soul your goodness praise. Safe with you in paradise. I told you at the start, my other self, my life was not complete until I crowned it by my death. Your way is not complete unless you crown it by your life. Accept each moment as it comes to you with faith and trust that all that happens has my mark on it. A simple fiat, this is all it takes. A breathing in your heart, I will it, Lord. So seek me not in far-off places. I am close at hand. Your workbench, office, kitchen. These are altars where you offer love, and I am with you there. Go now, take up your cross, and with your life, complete your way.